federal parliamentary inquiry into press freedom will hold a public hearing today and will hear evidence from media bosses about the adequacy of current laws and whether there are enough protections for whistleblowers. The inquiry stems from the police raids on the ABC and News Corporation journalists early this year. Australian journalist Peter Grester, who was jailed for 400 days in Egypt, will front the inquiry as the spokesman for and co-founder of the group Alliance for Journalists' Freedom. He joined me a short time ago. Peter Grester, welcome to AM.
Thanks for having me.
Some people will hear this interview and think, why should I care? Two journalists talking to themselves about press freedom. Why should the average Australian care?
Because it's not about journalism or journalists. And this is about the public. This is about the public's right to know. The problem is that in an effective functioning democracy, we need the role that the press plays, and that's as a watchdog, keeping track of what's happening in government. Now, obviously, a lot of people feel that we don't need that, but the classic model of democracy, if you don't have journalists holding government to account, the powerful to account, then we don't have a public that has the information that it needs to make the kinds of democratic decisions that are essential to a functioning democracy.
What worries you in particular about the current laws?
The problem is that the law as it stands, or the current laws, criminalise what would have been considered as legitimate journalism, makes it almost impossible for journalists to protect their sources. It exposes journalists' data to investigation in ways that it hadn't been in the past. And that means that it is very, very difficult for journalists to do the kind of jobs that we should be doing. Let's look at something like the now infamous raids by the Australian Federal Police on those two journalists back in June this year. The AFP raided the home of Annika Smethurst and ABC journalists, and they were looking for sources of two stories. In neither case did the stories reveal anything that was genuinely damaging or threatening to national security, and both stories exposed issues that I think everyone has acknowledged were genuinely in the public interest. And if we have a legal framework that criminalises that kind of journalism, then something is wrong and in need of repair.
All right. Now, just over 2 weeks ago, the Attorney General signed a new directive ordering the police basically to seek his written consent first before charging journalists over their reporting. Does that new directive assuage your concerns?
Well, first of all, let me say that I'm grateful to the Attorney General for acknowledging a problem. In issuing the directive, what he's done is clearly recognise that there is a problem that needs to be fixed. But giving political control to the Attorney General over decisions about who and who is not prosecuted is very dangerous, particularly when there's a very good chance that the journalist might be investigating him and his office. And I think we need to take it out of the hands of politicians. We need to recognise the oversight role that and the independence that the judiciary has, and reframe our laws in ways that protect journalists.
Now, there's been a lot of attention here on the journalists at the centre of these raids. But what about the protections for whistleblowers? How strong or weak are those laws in your view?
Well, there's no point in protecting journalists if the sources of journalists aren't protected. And we think that there is a similar problem with whistleblowers. See, we have laws like the data retention legislation, which gives the authorities the capacity to investigate the metadata of journalists and sources in ways that really make it almost impossible for journalists to protect their sources. We think that that is a problem. The journalists cannot become proxies for the security agencies. We can't be doing the job of the security agencies and allow the security agencies to rifle through journalists' data because that would break down the entire system.
What's the government's appetite to change the laws? Is there an appetite? What will make the government sit up and listen?
We are concerned. Well, the PJCIS inquiry was set up by the government, the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security, which is the committee, the most powerful committee in Parliament, but it is also the committee that waved through most of the laws that we think are problematic. Now, that committee is also running an inquiry at the moment. We haven't seen the outcome of that inquiry. I think it's due out later in November. The reason that we now have a second inquiry is because the Senate didn't have confidence in the PJCIS's capacity to look into this matter appropriately. I'm hopeful that the PJCIS process will come up with the kind of recommendations that we think we need, because we don't think this is for or against the government. We think this is for democracy. But we need to wait and see.
Peter Grester, thank you.
It's a pleasure.